Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here on the program. We're visiting with Parker Brock. He's from the Cass County area, and he's actually representing Cass County on the State 4-H Youth Council for the current term. And we're going to talk a little bit about that experience with him. Parker, how are you?
Hi, yeah, I'm very good, and it's an honor to be here on the KJN Radio Network with you.
You betcha. Hey, thanks for coming out. Tell me a little bit about your experience with 4-H. How long have you been in 4-H?
I've been in 4-H about 7 years, been a long time. I've done a number of things over the years. I've shown animals, I've done various leadership positions, and I've done various like community service and helping out with things around with my club and county.
Sure. Why'd you get involved in 4-H in the first place?
So I was actually introduced to 4-H a little bit because I was in 4-H Clover Kids, which is kind of like a program for little kids, kind of like a sub program. But I did that for a few years. And then when I started getting introduced to 4-H and I saw how people have personally grown, and when I talked with people and they shared their experiences, and I've heard about all the things you can do with 4-H, all the projects you can get involved with, all the leadership positions, all of it just kind of hooked me in. And as I did more years in 4-H, I gradually got more and more involved, or kind of just want to try newer things.
Sure. Is 4-H a tradition in your family?
No, I don't think so. I don't think my parents were in 4-H at all. I know I had an uncle who was involved in FFA, but not 4-H. But I think other than that, I don't think my family really at all has been involved in 4-H, and that me and my siblings were the first ones to try that.
Well, fun. Who are your folks?
Charles and Christy Brock.
Okay, and you have brothers and sisters?
Yep, I have a younger brother and a younger sister.
Okay, very good. All involved and active.
Excellent. Well, my sister has kind of taken a step back, been a little less active, but my brother and I are still pretty much like with showing animals and showing projects, and my sister still does a few projects at County Fair, so we're all still pretty much involved.
Good. Well, very good. What's the best thing you've been able to do in 4-H so far?
The best thing I would say was being able to personally grow some of my skills that I could use later in life. I know a big example is public speaking. Like in 4-H, you have the opportunity to do communication projects. And like, I know since every year I've been in 4-H, I've always done an educational presentation at the county and state fairs. And that's really helped hone and improve my public speaking and just talking with crowds or groups of people, which is really going to help me in the long run.
Yeah, you bet. Well, leadership is a big component in 4-H. That's one of the things they really try to push toward. Mm-hmm. And you've taken that step. You've served on the County 4-H Youth Council. Why did you get involved in that?
So mainly kind of how I got in 4-H, except there was a specific friend of mine who was on Youth Council who recommended that I try it, along with one of my 4-H club leaders. She also thought I would be good at that. So I figured might as well try it. I got nothing to lose. So I basically got to learn more about that and kind of what the Youth Council does, you know, I kind of thought, you know, this also sounds kind of fun, and I could gain some good experience through this. So wanted to apply for that.
Is it largely what you thought it would be?
Yeah, pretty much. We do a lot of community service projects and helping with events like the Cass County Fair and all that. So, and I have a lot of we also get a lot of personal experience through that, and we kind of get to know each other as well while we're all working together. So pretty much what I expected, and it's been really good.
Good. Well, you get involved in 4-H, you get active through H, now you get some leadership abilities through 4-H and being involved in local leadership. Mm-hmm. And now you're kicking it up a notch because now you're a member of the State 4-H Youth Council as well. Why did you decide to make that jump?
I figured that since I've had some leadership in 4-H, I figured I might have a chance at applying for like the state level of 4-H leadership, because state 4-H council, it's basically kind of like county youth council just up on the state level. And I figured with some of my leadership experience in youth council, I might have a good chance at getting that. And I know I could grow a lot more personally if I did join that. And also, my friend Katie, who's the director at the Cass County Community Building, she also thought I would be good at that. And she was really, really wanting me to try and apply for that.
Now, you mentioned apply. This mm-hmm. isn't an election. You apply through this, and there's a process through that. Talk us through that a little bit. What was that like?
So first you had to make like sort of like a 4-H cover letter or resume, I guess, kind of. So you had to submit that, and you also had to submit like a separate essay paper where you wrote like a detailed paper about like why you would be qualified or why do you think you should be on state 4-H council. And then after that, if you get select or if they choose you, you advance to interviews where they'll actually interview you either on Zoom or in person. And then from there, they decide, they make the final results for who's going to be on state 4-H council and who does not.
So, as I said, it's not an election. It's a selection.
Yep.
And you have to go through a process to get there. Now, not all 99 counties are represented on this council, right? So it's not a shoe-in that you would get in if you were, like, say, the only one from Cass County, because they have to have a Cass County representative. It's competitive.
Yep, it is.
Talk a little bit about what's next for you, then, serving on this state youth council. I know you're kind of just getting started with that process, but what will you get to experience? What will you do here in this next year?
So what we kind of plan to do, we kind of have a plan, like we had like one meeting or kind of like a retreat. That was our first one that we kind of had a few months back. And from there, we kind of had a few like leadership workshops and kind of started kind of on like a plan for what we were going to do as a whole for the 4-H Council. So I would say in the future.
Do you help to lead the organization? Are you guys actively involved in organizing some different events and activities?
Yes. State 4-H convention, or like the state convention, is what the State 4-H Council helps organize, and we help plan that. And we do that every year. So I'm kind of looking forward to organizing that. And then also looking forward to kind of reaching out to the other counties, because part of our plan was, so we're kind of divided up into like quadrants, like Southwest, South, North, and whatnot. And we basically got into groups based on like where we were from county-wise, and like all the Southwest 4-H members, including me, we kind of made a plan is that like each of us will visit certain counties in our area to try and kind of offer our help and kind of introduce or kind of just talk about what State 4-H Council is. So I'm kind of looking forward to that in the future as well.
Will you be more involved with State Fair this way?
I was actually more involved with State Fair this year, because as part of kind of like a requirement for state 4-H council is you have to serve like at least one or two shifts at the state fair, just doing whatever is required. Cause I know I worked on registering exhibits in the 4-H exhibit building. So I know that's what I did to help, but yeah, I got much more involved with Iowa State Fair that way.
Yeah, sounds like you get a chance to experience a lot of different things this way. Mm-hmm. And your term will go through, what, the middle of next summer?
Yeah, pretty much.
Are you enjoying it so far?
Yeah.
Is it something you may want to try again? I mean, because you can do multiple terms, right?
Yep. You just have to apply again. But yeah, I definitely want to apply for that again next year.
I assume you've met some folks and made some new friends through this experience?
Yeah, I made a few friends at that first retreat.
Very good. What do you want to gain out of this? At the end of the day, when you're all finished with this process, whether it's one term, two terms, or whatever, what do you hope to look back on and what's going to satisfy you?
The biggest thing I hope to gain from this is maybe a better understanding of what kind of a leader I can be and just more leadership experience, maybe try and hone that skill a little bit more, and also just for the overall experience of being a state council member, because I had no idea what it would be like, because none of our people from Cass County have ever been on state 4-H council, at least not for a long time, from my understanding.
Very good. Well, as I understand it, there are only five representing the Southwest portion on the state 4-H Youth Council out of the 40. Mm-hmm. So you got a lot of work to do.
Yep, we do.
Very good. Well, don't spread yourself too thin. Have fun with it. And thanks for coming by and visiting. Parker Brock is representing Cass County on the Iowa 4-H Youth Council for this term. Appreciate you coming by. Congratulations. Hope you have a great time.
Yeah, thank you.